I have a workman. Lahavi kruv. For the muskin, luchayla, you hire somebody to take cabbage or some other vegetable to person that's sick. You want to give him to let to heal him. For lachumotz shemais, and the shliach went and found that the person died already. Or shehivri, also the person was healed already. Nois and lois chor mishalim. Still, you have to pay him completely for the job, for the amount that you made up with him. So you see, even though when the shliach went there, it was already taken care of, still you have to pay him. See here also, even though he went down, he went to save your chamor, even though he didn't save the chamor, still you should have to pay him. Or Malaysia said back to him, me dummy, what does one have to do with the other? In this last case, the shliach did what he was supposed to do. He was hired to bring these vegetables to the person, and he brought it to him. The person died or was well already, so what? But he did what he was supposed to, that's why he gets his full pay. But over here, the shliach did not do what he was supposed to do. He made up that, listen, the two chamors are going through the water. I'll let mine drown, and I'll save yours in order that you should pay me back for the value of mine. But if you didn't save the other one's chamor, he doesn't have to pay you. Now the Gemara says like this. Tanu Rabbanim, we'll go to the Brice like this. Shayoro shohiso mahaleches ba midbar. A caravan that was traveling through the midbar, for Omar Dolehel Gaius, and an army bandits came Litorfoi to steal from them. Rashi says Leboizuzov in his pashri in moment, like these bandits came to steal all the things they had, and they made up a price with them. They said, listen, instead of stealing everything we have, we'll pay you off. We'll give you money. So the locher is now mechashven lefi mamon, v'yein mechashven lefi nefashis. Now, let's say they made up a sum, we'll pay you $10,000. So somebody laid out the $10,000. But now the question is, how do they collect this money now between the people in the caravan? Let's say there are 100 people there. So do we say each person has to pay equally? Or do we say, no, lefi mamon? That means the more money you had there, so you have a bigger gain. Because these bandits would have taken away all your money. See, if so, each one has to pay according to how much money he has. So that's what he says. That's the halacha. That mechashven lefi mamon, we make each one pay according to how much money he had. In other words, to how much of a save he really gained. V'yein mechashven lefi nefashos. And we do not give an equal sum just like for the amount of people that were there. Because these bandits were not coming to kill them. They were only coming to take away their money. Therefore, the save is upon the money. We divide up according to how much money each one had. But let's say this caravan had to hire somebody to go in front of them to lead them. In other words, to watch the way. So Rashi says, like you needed somebody to lead you to go through the midbar. Now, if you get lost in the midbar, you could die there. So to have a leader to show you how to go through is a question of skonas nefashos. So therefore, the Gemara says the loch is mechashven af lefi nefashos. We like make an account here two ways. That first of all, let's say there's 100 people, so we have to take let's say it was a sum of $10,000, so we have to divide this sum in half. $5,000 of it we divide up between the nefashos. Every person has to pay. Each one would have to pay $50. That's for half. Now, the other half of the money, the other $5,000, that we divide up between the mammon according to how much money each one had. Because if you get lost in the midbar, there would be two losses. First of all, the people would die. And secondly, the frustrated, they would lose their money also. So therefore, such a cheshbon is both ways. That's the lashon of af lefi nefashos. We make half the cheshbon equally between them, how many people are there, and the second half is between how much money. Now the another price says, lo yishanu miminig ha-chamorim. We don't change from the minig of the chamorim. So Rashi says that means, shim nogu l'tayir, l'fi momen, l'fi nefosh yisaisim. That means if you hire somebody to lead you, and the leader has his own minig, how you have to pay, how he collects the money, so we go after the minig. That's his lashon of lo yishanu miminig ha-chamorim. And also the locher is Rishoyim HaChamorim LeHasnois, that this Chamorim, that means the people that watch the donkeys, in other words, they could be a leader. These are the people you hire to be the leaders, and they have to go out in front with their Chamorim, with their donkeys. So they can make a Tanai with the people in the caravan, that Rishoyin HaChamorin LaHasnois, that Shekol Mi Sheyoved Loi Chamoroi Yamed Loi Chamor Acher. If his Chamor gets lost, that the people in the caravan has to get him, give him another Chamor. That's a Tanai. And even though they don't make a Kinyan on this, still it's Chal, that's the Chiddush over here, because that's the Minig. Because, but let's say it's the negligent, like Bepshia Rashi says, of the Chamor, of the driver himself, then Eim Amidim, then they don't have to give him another Chamor. Shaloi Bechusia, but if it wasn't his fault, then Amidim Loi, if something happens to one of his Chamors, then you have to give him another one. What about the Imam? Now, what's going to be? The Imam, let's say he says, Tanuli, give me the Chamor, Vani Eshmer, now watch it. Is Eim Shemer Loi, then we don't listen to him. So Rashi says, "En shemaloi shemaloi yikach hachamor." Like he says, "Give me the money, and I'll take care of it." That we don't do. Because shemaloi yikach hachamor, we won't take the chamor. Ve'em lo yisna lekadeshi yikach hachamor v'yemoisa nafsha lishmuri moim. Palaylas minachayis listim. We only make this condition. In other words, we want you have a chamor. So we want to make sure that you'll always have the chamor here, so that when you do your job watching at night or protecting us, you protect us very good, because you know you'll have something at stake yourself, like you're going to be missing a chamor. So therefore, we don't just give you the money, we want you to make sure you get the chamor. That's the Imamar Tenuli Vanieshmor Ain Shemeloi. Somar says Pshita. Somar says Loi Tzrichot Yisle Chamor Achrinim. We're talking about even the case here that this leader has already one Chamor there. So Madatem, I would have thought to say Hokom Intelei. Like, what are you worried about? He has already another Chamor with you, so of course he's going to watch you well, because he doesn't want to lose his one Chamor. So now that he lost one Chamor, the other Chamor, so maybe now when you pay him and give him the money, that's enough. He could do what he wants. Kamash Mulan, that's the Chiddush know. That Shanim the Terusa the Chad, min the Terusa the Devetre. There's a difference if you watch us, because you have only one Chamor invested here, or whether you have two Chamorim invested here. So that's this tonight. That's the Pshat that the caravan, the people here agreed that in case you lose one of your Chamorim, they die, we'll replace it. Like, we'll make sure you always have that amount of Chamorim by us, in order that you should do a good job watching us. So that's the chiddush here, that even though they didn't make any kinyonim, any contracts, like just he spoke it out, this is something that's chal the diba b'yama. Tana Rabban, what's in a price like this? Savino shoyse maleches bayom. Again, you had a ship that was traveling over the ocean. There was a big storm that came along, a big wave that's about to turn over to drown the ship. So hikilu, and what they have to do now is throw off the cargo they have on it. They made it light from the maso, from all the weights that they have on it. So now, mechashvin lefi masoi. How much does each person have to lose out? Says mechashvin lefi masoi. We mechashvin according to the weight. Each one gets back according to how much weight he had on the ship. V'yein mechashvin lefi mamon. And we're not mechashvin according to the value of it. In other words, we take up easily. Notice the captain says we have to throw off now a ton. So how do we divide up who's going to lose out? So we divide up, each one has to throw out equally according to how much weight he has on the ship. We don't care, even though yours is worth more and his is worth less, we have to go now after the weight. So we make up, each one has to give off 200 pounds. So we take away 200 pounds from each person's cargo and throw it off. And now, then the Brisa says, "V'lo yishanal miminig asfanim." You don't change from the minig asfanim. Like if they have a certain minig, like when we have to throw out weight, they make their own cheshbonus. Maybe they do make cheshbonus upon how the value of it. Then we go after the value. But like this, if there's no special minig, then we go after the weight, not after the value. Now the Midnabrai says, "Urishoyin hasfanim lahasnois." The son of the shipman, the captain, has a right to make a tanai with the people on the ship. Shekol mi shavdaloi svina, yamadloi svina cheres. If anybody here causes his ship to get lost or to be broken, they have to replace him. So, avdaloi bekusio, but let's say it got lost or broken from the captain's negligent, then ein mamidin, then they don't have to. But again, shaloi bekusio, if it wasn't his fault, then mamidin loi. Then we have to, the people aboard have to supply him with another ship. Now, vi pirish lumakim shena svinas holchin eim amidin. But let's say the captain drove in a place, or you know, drove the boat in a place where it's not supposed to go, and it got lost there. So then, pshita, the people don't have to pay him, because it's called like he made him. He was pshaya. It's his fault. So marasakasha pshita. Of course, what do you have to tell me for? Like that, we made up. If it's his fault, why he got lost? If he's a pshaya, we don't have to pay him back. The Gemara says, "Lotzricha, we're talking about over here the Benisan Marachke Chad Ashlo." In Nisan times, people travel. This is the amount of a distance. One Ashlo, that's how far they go. Well, the Tishrei Marachke Trei Ashli. In Tishrei times, though, then people travel, go away two Ashlis. That's normal. How far they travel in this direction. Now what happened was, in the days of Nisan, he went as far as people go sometimes in Tishrei. He went away to Ashleis. Says so, Madatim, I would have thought to say, Dav Shenoket V'yozel, like it's not so much his fault, he just like went where he usually goes in Nisan. Dav Shenoket, like maybe it's called a mishappening. That's not called Epshia. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush, know that Lamaisa today is not the time to go so far, even though other times by Tishrei you're allowed to. So Kamash Malon, this is called a Pshia, and therefore we do not have to pay you back. Tana Rabbanim learned like this: Shayor Shoy Samalechas Bamidbar, a caravan that was traveling through the wilderness. The Yomad Gaius and some bandits came Vitorfa, and they wanted to steal, take everything away from them. And one person stood up and protected them and saved the goods. So locher is hitzel yemtza. Whatever he saved, he has to give back to the people that belongs to. So Rashi says, hitzel yemtza kol echad makir eshlev v'noit. Everybody takes his own. That's all. Even though you saved it, but you have to give it back to the original owners. What about V'yim Omar Aniyatza Liyatzmi? Blessed is person said clearly, I'm going now to save our things for myself. So then Hitza Liyatzma, true. Then whatever he saves, he has a right to keep for himself. So Moses says, Hechidam, what are we talking about over here? Idi Yochel Hatzil, if the rest of the people also could have saved themselves from these bandits, Sersa Filu Seifan Ami Liyemtza, even in the Sefer, so what if one person says, I'm getting up and saving it for myself? So what? Nobody was miyayish. It's not hefker. It still belongs to the original owners. How could you keep it? But if the case is talking about that these bandits were stronger, really nobody else could have saved themselves from the bandits. Then it should be considered now as if it's hefker. Like the bandits are here. They're about to take everything away. And nobody could save themselves. So like their own mafker is like yish already. Therefore, some one person is moisa nefesh to try and save it, and he does, the chur should be able to keep it for himself. Afilu reishin amili yatzma should belong to him. So what's the case talking about that it makes a difference what he says? Soma romi barchoma hocho b'shut v'yaskinen. Here we're talking about partnership, that two people own it together. Ukegoin zeh shut of chelub shloi ledas chaveroi. So, in such a case like this, one shutev has the right to say, listen, I'm dividing up our partnership, and this half belongs to me. So these two partners now, one went and saved half of it. So like this, Omar Polik, if he says, I'm only saving it for myself, so that's as if he's saying, I want to divide up our partnership now, and what I'm saving for myself. But Lo Yomer, if he did not say it, Lo Polik, then we say he did not divide up his partnership, and therefore whatever you save is safe for both of them. Rashi says, "Shutev chalek v'afilu lo yirtzeh chaveri," even where the other one does not want to. So Rashi says, really we're talking about here, "Bein yichayim lahatzel u'bein en yichayim lahatzel." It doesn't make a difference whether the other shutev could have saved it or not. But in such a case where there's a hefsid, there's a loss involved, you have a right to divide up your partnership. So if you divide it up, so now when you go and save, you're saving it for yourself. But if you don't divide up, then what you're saving for both of them. Right, then the Gemara says, Rava says, Hocho b'preilu naskinen. To hear we're talking about that you have somebody working for you. You have a workman that's working for the owner. Ukaravim, we're talking about like Rav Shita. The Yama Rav says, you should know, a workman has the right to stop his work even in the middle of the day. But the kamadalihodabe, when he does not stop working, as long as he's working for you, it's like a fill in the rishus of the balabos. So, and vichihodabe, when he retracts, there's a new reason why he's allowed to retract. Because the pasuk says, Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, that we darshin v'loy avodim liavodim. That's Rav Shita. Even though you were hired, you agreed to do a job, so it's like iksas evid. So lemaisa, if you do it, you do it. But if you want to stop, even in the middle of the job, you have a right to stop, because really you're supposed to be an eved to Hashem and not an eved to somebody else. This is Rav Svara. So again, that's the same thing here. Also, you're like hired to work to save for somebody else. So as long as you do not say you're keeping it for yourself, it's called you're still working for your owner, and whatever you save goes to him. But as soon as you say I'm saving for myself, that's like you're saying I don't want to work for you anymore. I'm stop working for you. In such a case, according to Rav, a poyel, a worker, has a right to stop in the middle of the day. So what you do the rest of the day is only for yourself. That's what you have a right to keep when you say it's for yourself. Rav Ashi says, Kishe yochol hatza adi atchak. We're talking about now by a regular person over here, a regular caravan. We're talking about these bandits now. Whoever wanted to really put up a big fight, Ideat Chak, will be hard for them, but they could stop the caravan. And under normal circumstances, you couldn't stop them. So therefore, that's the svara. That Goli died to Liatzmai. Goli died to Liemtsa. In such a case, since it's only Ideat Chak that he could save it, so if he speaks out clearly that he's doing it himself, he has a right to. But if he doesn't speak it out, then we say it's saying it to everybody. Rashi says, "Liyolom b'yinish diyal mechagoyin diyichol matzad etchak." Omer liyemtza v'shamu b'aylam eshoska. If everybody heard what he's doing and everybody kept quiet and they were not moiser atzmon, steif asach datayu, they took off their minds from it. V'goli diayish v'leiboy mimtza nafshayu. As if this person now said, "Listen, I'm saving it for myself." And nobody else spoke up and said, "What do you mean you're keeping it for yourself? It's mine, I want to do it." If nobody spoke up, so that shows us that everybody else really is miyayish. Everybody else does not plan to go fight to try and save it. So then he has the right to keep it for himself. But if he does not say he's keeping it for himself, and he just goes and fights, then we don't say the other people were miyayish. Maybe the other people also would have done the same thing. So that's why there's a difference whether he said it for himself or whether he doesn't say it for himself. Now the Mishnah says like this: Ha'goizel sodim echaveroi. If somebody steals the field from his friend, for notlu masikin, and then masikin like the ganovim come and take it away from him. Rashi says masikin means anosim gzula min hagazlin. Another person comes and takes it away from the gazlin. So it depends. Im mikmakas medinhi. If like this gazlin, so Rashi learns the yonsu ar yisodi achrin yudheich, that this person took it away by force. Everybody's fields. So even if the gazlan wouldn't have taken it, still it would have been taken away. Then the gazlan has a right to say to the original owner, "Here it is, it's yours." Like, even if I didn't take it from you, still it would have been taken away. It would have been taken away. So therefore, I'm potter. But what about the machmas hagazlan? But let's say no. Let's say this masik and these new forces come and take it away from the gazlan. They're against the gazlan, so they're only taking away this field because the gazlan has it. In such a case, chayiv lahamid lo yisodi acher. He has to return still to the owner another soda. In other words, because if it would have been by the original owner, it wouldn't have been taken away. It was only taken away from the gazlan, therefore the gazlan is at fault, therefore he has to return another field. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Man detoni masikin le mishtabish. Whoever learned in our Mishnah, the way we have it with the Lashon of masikin, is le mishtabish, is true, that's a good Lashon. And man detoni matzikin, whoever learned it with a tzaddik, matzikin, is also le mishtabish, also not making a mistake, le mishtabish. Why? Because there are two psukim like this. So you see there's one posuk that says, b'motzer v'motzuk. So you see the word motzuk also can mean like you're ambushed, you're taken. Or man detoni masikin, the way we have it is also le mishtabish. The pasuk says, "Yiyorish hatzlotzal," and the Gemara says, "What does the targum say?" "Umetargaminon yichas ninu sako." So see, the kid's lashon of sako is also like a bandit taking things away. Now the Gemara says, "Imach mas hagazlan chayif." If it was taken away only because of the gazlan, then he's chayif. So Gemara says, "Heichidam." What is it talking about over here? Ilayma diyonsu liyarya diday. That the person only took away his fields. In other words, this person was against this gazlin, but he did not take away other people's fields. If so, Hamaresha Shamat Mino. We hear this from the beginning of the Mishnah already. Because the Mishnah says in Makas Medinahi, Mashma, only because everybody's fields was taken away, that's why he's potter. Eloi loy, but if it was not a Makas Medina, Mashma, then the Gazlan is chayiv. So what does the Sefer have to repeat itself for? So Gemara says, Loi tzericho, the achbo achvuya. In other words, the Sefer is a tremendous chiddush. Not that you stole it, you made a Maisa Gazela, and then they took it away from you. But you did not make the Gazela yet. But just rather, there's a Gazlan, this other person is coming to steal away fields, so you showed him somebody else's field, and you told him, take away that field. So for that, you're chayiv. That's called the machmas ha-gazlin, is chayiv l'hamad lo yistayacher. And we do not consider this like a grumma, but rather we consider it like yichayiv, a tremendous chiddush. So the Lashon HaGemara, l'tzuricha diach v'achvuya. Lishnachrin, another Lashon is, hochva ma'yaskin, you know what we're talking about over here, kagoyim diyansu ha'akum, that goyim ha-kom with you to take away your fields. The Amrulay, and you tell them, they tell you, Achvu Yarisa, show me your fields. The Achvu Ahu, the Hadayu. And you don't only show your other field, you show somebody else's field also, so for that you chayiv. Rashi says, Shaloi Gozluo, who atzmi, you did not steal it yourself. El Shomim Mebeis Hamelach Shemavakshim Ligzal Sodas, the Herul Hem, Tlukar Kazusha Pleni, the fact you told them to take this field, for that you chayiv, that's the Chiddush of the Seifa, a tremendous Chiddush. And Tosfos Taka speaks out, the reason why you chayiv here is, Mishum Dina de Garmi, this is called like Garmi, it's more than Groma here, it's called like a more direct cause, therefore you chayiv. Now the Gemara says, Who Garba, there was a person, the Achvo Akarya the Chita, that he showed a bundle, a pile of wheat, to the Resh Galusa. Kids, he showed it to a gazlin, and the person stole it away from Resh Galusa. Is Osla Kaima the Rav Nachman, so they brought this person, the person that showed the gazlin in front of Rav Nachman, is Chayvu Rav Nachman Lishlume. So Rav Nachman was Machayev this person to pay back to Resh Galusa, like our Mishnah. So what happened was, Yosef Rav Yosef Achura the Rav Huna Bar Chia, Rav Yosef was sitting in the back of Rav Huna Bar Chia. The Yosef Rav Huna Bar Rav Chia came at Rav Nachman, and Rav Huna Bar Chia was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. Omalei, Rav Huna Bar Chia Rav Nachman. So Rav Huna Bar Chia said to Rav Nachman, Dino I Knossa. Is this a din? Or else is it called a Knoss, a special fine they put over here? Omalei, and Rav Nachman answered back, Ishino, Mas Mismi. I'm telling you over a din of our Mishnah. That the Mishnah says the Machlas, and Machmas, Hagazlin, Chayiv Lahamad Loi, Soda, if because of the Gazlin that was taken away, he has to pay it back another field. The Yokimna, and we, the Gemara says, what's Pshana Mishnah? The Yachva Achvuya, that he just showed him, the person showed the Gazlin what to take, and for that, Yechayiv, that's called the Dimma de Garmi. So therefore, here also, the Gemara says, Bosa the Nofik, after they left, Omulai Rabbi Yosef Larafuna Bachia, Rabbi Yosef Sefafuna Bachia, Mein Afkul Chomino, what's the difference?